Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. My bet is if I say, "Glory be to the Father," to you as a practicing Catholic, the remainder of the prayer would roll off your tongue back to me, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. To say that the glory be is embedded in our Catholic identity would be an accurate conclusion. We have prayed the Gloria, which is an extended glory be, in chant or song when we celebrate the Mass since about 380 AD. And I counted up one day how many times I pray the glory be as a response in the Liturgy of the Hours. We pray it at least 38 times, starting with morning prayers throughout the day and concluding with night prayers. So why does the liturgy of the church train our minds to weave this sacred tradition of prayer into our daily lives? We in our finite existence recognize the Lord's infinite existence. We bow our minds to that truth when we pray the glory be. It takes time and not just a little bit of effort on our part for our hearts to believe what we pray, though, doesn't it? To entirely abandon our desire for control is no small undertaking. So the Church, in her wisdom, inches our minds closer and closer to detachment from the world's ways and means through a habit of prayer. I kindle to something St. Irenaeus wrote, "The glory of God is man fully alive." We can stretch that truth a bit to say, when I live fully alive to God, I give him glory. In that, we can conclude that when we die to the world, we are more fully alive to God's glory. Praying the truth of the glory be with this understanding trains us in wisdom. It becomes a prayer of detachment from the sways of the culture. We may get to the place where we appreciate the beauty of God's creation and the goods it provides for us without depending on them for our joy and peace of mind. I can imagine the Lord smiling as we pray the glory be, because we ascend to him each time. And with baby steps, we gain his Spirit's wisdom. That gives him glory. So how does praying, "As it was in the beginning, it is now and ever shall be, world without end," train us in that Spirit's wisdom? Well, it anchors us. I don't know your life, however, I know mine, and I need anchoring. Elsewise, I'm tossed to and fro by what is happening around me in the world. I remind myself through this prayer that the constancy of God from the beginning remains because he never changes. His faithfulness is new every morning, as the prophet Jeremiah wrote. When I stop my runaway thoughts to pray instead of wallow in distress, I glorify this constancy of our triune God, and His Spirit grants me understanding and wisdom. What a divine exchange! Do you ever get carried away with angst or despair at what you see happening around you? Then pray, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Knowing and believing that the love of God that spoke this world into existence and remains faithful through all times, enfolding us up here and now and into the future, liberates us from counting on this life to give us a security that only comes from God. Praying the glory be is a clarifying prayer, in that believing what we are praying moves our eyes off the tide of changing history. We learn to give glory to God when we enjoy His blessings, remembering that He is the giver of all good things. And then when the tide changes and we feel unsettled, God faithfully clarifies for us the way through that tide until we gain our equilibrium once more, and we glorify Him for that. Praying the glory be is a calming prayer, in that the weight of God's glory settles down on us, enfolding us in the secure knowledge that all is well and all manner of things will be well, as St. Julian of Norwich wrote. Much like a weighted blanket calms anxiety for a body that is agitated, the Lord in His goodness rests down upon us the glorious weight of the splendor of His eternal presence. It is a presence that endures through all times and all events. We aren't created to be hand-wringers, tossed to and fro by every possible change that comes along. No, we are created for eternal life with God, here and now. We are created for peace, here and now. When we fix our gaze on the kingdom of God, knowing that as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, the weight of this truth presses our disordered reactions into responses secured in the knowledge and understanding that eternal life is glorifying God and knowing Him forever. Father, You are near to all who call upon You. The more we call upon You, the more we learn to know ourselves. Transform us as we give glory to You. Jesus, Your word tells us, blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God. You wouldn't promise that if You didn't mean it. With every upward search of our heart, we glorify You. Enlighten our darkened understanding of who You are. Holy Spirit, foster in us a spirit of indifference toward the things of this world that will bring glory to You when we believe that what we pray. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. that includes making it easy for followers of Jesus to share what they've received through our platform, including through this podcast. If you have a desire to share what you've received with others, please check out the many ways you can contribute to the Come Follow Me community by visiting comefollow.me/contribute. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.